Good day, journal. Often misunderstood, you are. Folks think the thing that motivates you each day is being successful. Others in your industry discuss high achievement, extreme earnings, and grinding. But not you. That's not why you do what you do. It's not the chase for money that gets you out of bed daily. It's not even the desire to want to remain the best-selling, award-winning author and global public intellectual. And you can quickly and honestly say to any inquiring minds that grinding is not what gets you out of bed each day either. Wired differently, you are. If you're honest with yourself, you were born wired differently. A bird of a different feather from conception, for sure. One who marches and dances to a unique beat is how to describe you best. One who sings in a distinctive key, because to do so makes folks take notice. Singing out of key lets the world know you are here and matter. Singing in your unique voice makes the world sit up and take note that you are a force with whom to reckon. Nope, it's not the trappings of fame and fortune that rouse you to act daily. It's not the glorious gifts that wealth and privilege can bring that awaken you each morning. Nope, it's something much more important. What it takes you to get going is far simpler, and I dare say, nobler. Day after day, you get up and go about your journey doing so and making sure you respect time. Waste not, want not includes our use of the now principally. It truly is that simple. Time is the one thing you cannot get more of. When time passes, it is gone for good. There is no Jesus for time. Time will never be like Lazarus. You cannot run to Jesus and ask for the resurrection of a second, much less a day. Time does not come with a savior. Protecting time is up to you. So defend all the moments the source gives you. Safeguard the here and now with your life. Time is life. And time is, after all, the way we chronicle life. The account of your life tells the eternal story of how you used your time. When you see the sun peeking through the clouds, you know what time it is. You don't need to look to tomorrow's day for guidance. It's time to get up and get going. It's time to set sail on your best life again to be better than you were yesterday. It's time to look at your North Star, to see what you still need to accomplish, and work on making your visions your reality. Truly I say unto you, this life is not about gold or silver. Life is not about awards or pats on the back. Collecting things that rust and moths can consume is not why the Creator bequeaths time to you. This life is about showing the utmost respect and appreciation to the spirit for longevity, evident in excellent health, maintaining abundant wealth, and sharing timeless wisdom. This life is about showing gratitude for something you cannot give yourself: time. You've been on this remarkable journey for a long time. An excursion that has seen you travel across all sorts of terrain. You've gone from a verifiable nobody to a pretty big deal. You've crossed the hot burning sands of consistent failure and ceaseless rejection to the cool, calm, and collected land where everything is good. When you wake up nowadays, you can say with complete integrity, life is good. It's been a journey of all journeys. Some say that your journey has been the mother of all journeys. And regardless of how the journey is categorized or seen by others, you know the journey is about time. The journey will forever and always be about time. Time to persevere when you think it is time to quit. Time to believe when you feel it is time to doubt. Time to lift your head when you consider the time for burying your head in the sand is upon you. Time to straighten your back and be strong when you feel it's time to lay down, quit, and be weak. Life will always be about time. Time is what gives life meaning. Time is what gives you purpose. Time is life, and life is time. If you had no time, what would be the meaning of life? To be born and then die would not give you time to make sense of life. Similarly, having time but not doing anything significant with the moments gifted shows your failure to understand your life purpose. Yes, time. Yes, it is time. Once again, the new day is upon you, and you know it is time to do something with the day that shows you both acknowledge and revere the divine. It is time to express your love for the Creator and your neighbor in words and deeds. Now is the time to follow the roadmap to continue living your best life. There is no worse thing you can do than take the day for granted to act like tomorrow comes with a guarantee. Nothing could be more offensive to the Creator than to have the power of imagination and not imagine the life you always want to live or take the necessary actions to make your hopes and dreams come true. Regrettably, I cannot tell you how many folks I remember who are no longer amongst the living who lived each day as if today did not have as much meaning as tomorrow. It's the craziest way to live. To consistently turn attention from your right now time to a moment without a promise is a sign that one needs to be in a straitjacket. To not enjoy the beauty that is now is reckless. To speak of tomorrow when you could say what needs to be declared today is fool's gold. To not love passionately, to fail to laugh gregariously, and not to live with joy on purpose right now is one of the more careless, if not the dumbest things you could do on any given day. Today, take no time for granted. Today, celebrate all the moments that the Supreme Timekeeper gifts. If you experience all 86,400 seconds, do so with unbridled joy and excitement. Give no thought about doing something tomorrow. If tomorrow appears, take care of it if and when it arrives. Right now, focus squarely on being the best version of yourself possible today. And give all that you are and have inside you to offer to be a gift to the world. Today, be the gift that keeps on giving all the best you have to offer to those who journey with you on this day. Life is time, and time is life.
Life is time. Reflect and write. What is your relationship with time? Do you protect your time or squander it frivolously? Think about how you've used your time today. Are you a good steward of each moment that you were gifted? Today, Nate shared with us that there is no worse thing that you can do than to take the day for granted, to act like tomorrow comes with a guarantee. He admonishes us to not be careless with time and to take no moment for granted. How will you show your gratitude for the 86,400 seconds you've been given today? What will you do if you are fortunate enough to get access to another 86,400 seconds tomorrow? Now act. Stop putting off what you said you would do tomorrow. Now is the only time you have. Make the most of it. Go do something today that you told yourself you would do eventually. Call that friend. Say I love you. Go for a walk. Begin writing the book. Whatever it is, now is your time. Now is the time. Do it now. This is the time to pursue your best life. Now journey forward.